Both Monday and Tuesday's shows were not good. When you have somebody who's been watching it as long as I have, and on Tuesday night, I spent most of my time playing 2K19 because the matches that I made were more interesting than the matches that WWE made. And that'll tell you something. I actually use the talent on my roster. And I make interesting matches on my roster on the video game. Mm-hmm. Wonder why WWE can't do that. It's funny now how the one thing that I was able to tune in on SmackDown was the women's match between Bayley and Nikki Cross. And again, Alexa Bliss came out in her black pants. What happened to the white ones? You couldn't get the stain out? 2 days in a row, we had Shane McMahon and Shane's mean pussy posse come out with him. His two lackeys, I guess the two newest members of the Shane McMahon Kiss My Ass Club, or Lick My Ass Club, Elias and Drew McIntyre. And 2 days in a row, no Roman Reigns. Wonder why not. Shockingly, that Roman wasn't on it. Now you had Dolph Ziggler team up with Owens and Zayn against the New Day. Why? There's nothing else for them to do. Yeah, Baron Corbin wrestling against Seth Rollins at the next pay-per-view. Corbin must really know how to do something really, really special to get all these title shots that I don't actually think he deserves to get. Then you have the Asconics on SmackDown claiming that they are the longest reigning defending women's tag team champions in history. Yeah, because you haven't defended the titles yet. And because when you do wrestle on TV, they give you local job girl, they give you local jobbers to wrestle. Why don't they give you actually women wrestling? Why don't they actually give you women that can wrestle instead of local jobbers? Because basically they're turning the women's tag team titles into a joke, just like the team that's holding them. Why are the Iconics a joke? Simple why they're a joke. It's simple why the Iconics are a joke. They never defend the titles. They're almost like Brock Lesnar. Now, you want to prove that the Iconics are not a joke? Here's what you do. You have them wrestle a women's tag team that can actually wrestle. You never see them defend the belts on Raw. You never see them defend the belts on SmackDown. You never see them go down to NXT and defend the belts. But at least Sasha and Bayley went down to NXT with the belts. And you wonder why Sasha left. You know, where are the other women teams that you have? You got women's tag team belts. Where are all the other women teams? You broke up Ruby Riott's team. The only women tag team you have is the Iconics. They're going to be the longest women's tag team champions because they're a joke team. You bought the women's tag team belts back. And you haven't had them until like the 70s or the 80s, and you're turning them into a joke. Just like the writing team. Even worse than the guy who owns the company. Now, you want to do this? If the Iconics are not a joke team, let me pick the team the Iconics wrestle and defend the belts on TV. The Iconics will never defend those belts because you don't want them to lose them. You've never had women's tag team champions in years, since the 70s or the 80s. So you're going to say that they're not the first women's tag team champions you had. Sasha and Bayley were that. So you fucked that up. And you want to know why Sasha left. You know what, Vince? Come October, you might get punked hard. But not as hard as Kevin Dunn gives you backstage. Now, we have Proving Ground or Stomping Ground, then we have Extreme Rules. Why are you guys booking these pay-per-view matches with WrestleMania rematches that really nobody's interested in seeing? Now you have Daniel Bryan and Rowan wrestling two local job guys, not defending the belts that they won. You put the belts on them, have them defend them. Midnight Express, Rock and Roll Express, Midnight Express, the Four Horsemen and Dusty and Magnum, the Four Horsemen and Ronnie Garvin and Barry Windham. They were teams back then. Or is it the fact that we don't think tag teams can draw money? Oh, tag teams can't draw money? The Road Warriors did. Tully and Arn did. Demolition did. The Hart Foundation did. DX did. And they were teams. Strike Force. Powers of Pain. They all drew money. But of course, they weren't big-breasted and blonde.
summer kisses, winter tears. That was what she gave to me. Never thought I'd travel all around the trail of memory. Happy hours, loneliness, but I guess I can't complain. For I still recall the song through all. Summer kisses, winter tears, like the stars and they fade away, leaving me to spend my long nights with dreams of yesterday. The fire of love, the fire of love can burn from afar. Nothing can light the dark of the night like a falling star. Summer kisses, winter tears, like the stars and they fade away, leaving me to spend my lonely nights with dreams of yesterday. Leaving me to spend my lonely nights. Summer kisses, winter tears.
Du lytter til Always Elvis Radio, live på nettet fra Graceland Randers.
Mexico, oh, Mexico, oh, they got muchas, muchachas, amigos. Latin features, never saw such adorable creatures. The last two days, who denies you? Oh, life begins when you're in Mexico. Soul, nature reached her highest goal.
out of sight. Daylight came from up the night, and all was good. Life became a master plan. Love produced a perfect man. But understand, the image of the Maker's word worshipped him.